What do you want? Well, I'm busy, so no. I said go away. I'm not listening to you. Oh, look, finals are coming up, so I'm studying. Yes, out here on the green. It's a lovely day and I wanted to enjoy some sunshine. Oh, why are you still here? At least when finals are over, I can leave and never look at your pathetic face again. I'll never have to see or speak to you again. I can't wait. Oh, are you really not going to shut up? What can be so important that you need to disturb my study session? Oh, you know what? Fine. Shut up. I'm going to let you have your little confession, but on my terms only, okay? I am going to take you back to my room. Luckily for you, my roommate is out, and I've got the whole place to myself. And I'm going to use you as my personal little stress ball. Yes, I hate you. I despise you. But I'm stressed with finals and I could really do with a quick release. Then once I'm done with you, you can have your little confession and then we can both be on our ways and never, ever see each other again. So, how does that sound? Great. Follow me. Don't talk to me. Not until we're in my room, anyway. I'm just so angry with you for disturbing my study time. If I fail because of you... In. Go on. Get on the bed. Now, to make sure it's clear, this... me on top of you means nothing to me. Okay? You mean nothing to me. I hate you. I despise you. Everything about you. You're just going to be a quick release. A conquest. Now be quiet. And whilst I've got you pinned down under me, I'm going to do what I want to you. Do you understand? Your skin is so soft. Shut up. Good boys don't speak. I've always wanted to do this to someone. My weight on top of them, holding them down so they can't escape. Most college boys
just want a quick fuck. And then they're done. They don't want this. Are you enjoying this? Your body is giving you away. Good boy. Because I can feel your cock straining in your trousers. Pushing up to my tight little panties under my skirt. Twitching. Every time I kiss or run my tongue up your neck, over your ear. Or when I whisper, good boy. Are you thinking about my pussy? My tight little ass under this miniskirt? Bouncing on top of your cock. Naughty, naughty boy for thinking about it. I'm not done with you yet. You're just my plaything, remember? My toy. And I told you, I am going to do whatever I want with you. Including leaving handprints on your pretty, disgusting face. Oh, does that hurt? Tough luck. I've had to look at your face the past 4 years. And I've pictured myself slapping it over and over again. You frustrate me. Anger me. Just... Oh. Stay there. Don't move a single muscle. You want my pussy on your cock, don't you? You're thinking about it right now. Whilst it's straining and struggling. Well, I'm going to sit on your lap. Oh. And bring my heels right up to your face. Lick them while I grind on you. Get the long, pointy heel into your mouth and suck on them. Make my glossy black shoes shine even more. Good boy. Keep licking. As I dig my shoes against your cheeks. Oh. Show me how much you like being my little toy. How it's all you're good for. Run your tongue over them. That's it. Open your mouth. Ah. Oh. If I didn't hate your guts so much, I'd take a picture. Oh, to remember that's all you're good for. Let me take them off. My toes want to wiggle and be free against your face. Right up against your nose. Smell them. Sniff them. Breathe. Me in. That's a good boy. My toes were wiggling against your face. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. How humiliating for you.
being the toy of the prettiest, most popular girl on this campus. Just her little toy for me to step on, trample, to push my feet right into your face and make you lick and suck. Work your tongue. Go on. Run your tongue up and down my pretty soles. Good boy. Give my feet a massage with your mouth. Suck on each and every single pretty little toe. That's it. Don't miss one. Get right in there. Between my toes. I want to see your tongue work. How do they taste? How do they smell? Are you savouring it right now? Because you know how lucky you are right now. To be under me. To be my little toy. Suck, suck, suck. Pushing my feet right up against your cheeks, squishing them together. Look how silly you look. Oh, get back to sucking. Oh. Do you like how soft my skin is? How perfect my feet are? Each manicured toe pressing against your lips. And your tongue searching for them. Licking and sucking like a good boy should. I know something that will taste even better. Better than my feet. I just need to remove my panties. Open wide. I said open. Ah, good boy. Now stick your tongue out for me. That's it. So I can run the wet patch against your tongue, pulling your mouth wide open with my fingers. You look so pathetic right now. Put your tongue back in so I can gag you with my panties. Oh. They aren't to leave your mouth unless I remove them. Do you understand? I said, do you understand? Oh, your muffled cries are so cute. I want to hear more of them. You need to get better at following orders. If I say jump, you say how high. It's rule number one of being a good boy. Following whatever pretty girls like me say or command. Good boys respect pretty girls like me. Look at your pretty little face being slapped by a girl. Those pretty marks as my palm hits your cheeks. And your cries. And your moans. Ask me for more. Go on. More, more, more. Oh.
Aww, your eyes are looking all red. Is the pretty boy going to cry? Has the mean, mean girl been nasty to you? You deserve it. I hate you. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, why are you crying? What do you have to cry about? Oh, I've had enough. Spit the panties out. I've got something else to shut you up with. Sitting my pussy firmly on your face. My thighs against your ears. Now use that tongue like you did on my feet. Get to work and... Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh. Work your tongue over my clit. I've got a lot of stress. And I need you to make me come. To help with that release. That heavy load. Oh, good boy. I like you more when you're like this. Under me. Oh, I mean, I still fucking hate you. Make me feel good. It's the least you can do for being a thorn in my side. Oh, make me come. Oh, why are you so good at this? Oh, you make me hate you even more. And once you've made me come, you can have your stupid little confession. And then I can kick you out of my room. And never, ever see you again. Oh. Oh, good boy. Good boy. Oh, your cheeks must be burning from all those slaps. Are they? Oh, how about if I... Oh, squeeze my thighs tight together. Trapping you between them. Oh, and do I release them? Oh, do you like that? Being trapped between my thighs. Under my dripping wet pussy. Well then. Better hurry up. Faster. Faster. If you want to breathe, you better make me come. Get your tongue deep in my pussy. Fill my hole with your tongue. As I grind my clit against your nose.
I want to watch you swallow. That's it. Every single drop. Lick every single drop of my cum from the corner of your lips and swallow. Swallow my cum, my juices. Oh. Now, say what you have to say. Just spit it out. What? No. You're lying. You're lying, you're lying, you're lying. You're not supposed to say that you love me. You're supposed to say that you hate me. That's what your confession was supposed to be. You don't love me. You don't even like me. You've ignored me every single day. And I tried. There were days when I couldn't get you out of my mind, and it hurt. And it still hurts. I have this pang in my heart because it hurt so much to think that you just ignored me. That you didn't like me, that you hated me. So I got defensive. I put up a great big brick wall to block you out. Thought that if I kept telling you that I hated you, I'd believe it. That I would actually start to actually hate you. It never worked. Because I don't. I don't hate you. I like you. I love you too. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Come here. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make your life hell. I didn't mean to upset you. Will you ever forgive me? For punishing you for no reason at all? Just because I thought you didn't like me. Can I ask why, though? Why couldn't you ever talk to me? Oh, you're really shy. That makes sense. Oh, I'm an idiot. I'm a total idiot. So why today? Why not before? Because it was the last time we'd see each other. And to think
You would have left thinking I hated you. I'm so sorry. I can't say it enough. I'm sorry. Oh, here. Come into my arms. I really need to hold you tight right now. Oh. This is all I've ever wanted. To think I could have had it so much sooner if I wasn't so stubborn. Oh. We will see each other again. I promise. I want to be yours. And I want you to be mine. I never wanted it to get so out of hand, but it was easier to tell myself you hated me and then to hate you. Oh. So, will you? Will you be mine? Will you be my boyfriend? Yes. Yeah, you will. Even after I told you I hated you and trampled you with my feet, slapped you and... Especially after that. You're my ideal man. You were from the moment I met you. You're so handsome. Perfect. And it hurt to think that I could never have you. I can. I love you, my good boy. You're going to make me so happy. And I promise I will tell you every single day how much I love you. Because you deserve to always be happy. Thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for still loving me, even though I've not been very nice to you. Now let's just stay here for a bit. I just want to cuddle you and hold you. Make up for all the time that we've lost and use what little time we have left. Wisely. I don't need to go and study. Oh, come on. You know that was a brazen lie. I just... I tell you what. Let's just start afresh. Okay. New beginnings. New us. New everything.